nothing makes your troubles incidental.
And you'll find you'll never mind a rainy day, a sky of gray way up above. Whoa, laugh.
The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Bonsoir, Monsieur Cantor.
Bonsoir. What is this? Since I engaged that French leading lady, Fifi, for our picture company, everybody has suddenly gone French.
Everybody?
Yeah, I didn't mind when the ushers greeted me with Vive la France, and the doorman said, Très bien, monsieur. But when the traffic cop outside kissed me on both cheeks and hollered, Ooh la la, oh.
Well, Eddie, since we all met Fifi, we realize now that France is a wonderful country.
It is. I hear that France may pay her debt to America, following England's promise to pay.
Say, wouldn't that be great? First thing you know, all the countries who owe will be paying back.
Yeah, now, Jimmy, don't you think if all those nations can pay back billions of dollars, you can give me the $50 you owe me, don't you think?
Listen, Eddie, after all, theirs is a war debt.
Well, what must we do, have a battle before you pay?
Say, why such a fuss over a measly $50?
Yeah, measly is right. You've had it quarantined long enough. Jimmy, what do you do with your money? Tell me, are you buying presents for Fifi?
Now, listen, I only spend for necessities.
Necessities, huh?
Mr. Wallington, here's the perfume you ordered, $60.
Charge it, will you?
Yeah, Fifi has become a necessity. Buying perfume and not for your own wife. Hide your head in shame, Jimmy Wallington.
Oh, now, listen, Eddie, you don't think that I'd ever...
Oh, look who's here, Fifi, our friend star. Well... Hello, Fifi.
Oh, Monsieur Cantor, thank you so much for sending me this lovely wristwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Buying wristwatches. Hide your head in shame.
I didn't buy it. I found it on Ida's dresser. What am I saying? Fifi, tell me, how do you like Hollywood so far?
I am so happy here. But the gentlemen who take me out, they want to pay for my meals. Shall I let them?
Shall you let them? As if you didn't know. Tell me, who has been paying for your meals?
I have breakfast with Pinky.
Yeah.
Lunch with Jimmy.
Yeah.
And dinner with Renard.
Yeah.
But, Monsieur Cantor, what am I going to have with you,
A little bicarbonate of soda.
Ah, don't mind him, Fifi. I think you're marvelous. You're wonderful. You're grand.
Not but, Jimmy, every day you say the same thing to me.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're working for Texaco now. You can afford to change your oil. Fifi, you've got all the boys crazy around here. Tell me, who gave you that beautiful fox scarf?
Last night I had dinner with a furrier, and I come home with this scarf.
Yeah?
Well, and what about those gorgeous diamond clips?
Oh, I have lunch today with a jewelry man, and... voila, I come home with these.
Say, listen, I thought you were going to have lunch with me at the Vine Street Rendezvous.
Yeah, now it's Rendezvous. A week ago it was Joe's Coffee Pot. How do you like that?
Please, will you? Say, who's this sailor coming in here?
Oh, it is my sailor boy, Tony.
Yeah.
Hello, Fifi. I want to remind you of our date tonight.
I will not forget, sailor boy.
Well, you can go out with him, Fifi, but I'll bet you don't come home with a battleship.
Yes.
Jimmy, that French baby has upset us all, hasn't she?
Oh, Eddie, if you don't think so, just take one look at Jack Renard with a beret, a mustache, and a goatee.
And listen to him sing. Listen. Renard, you look beautiful. Tell me, Renard, why are you late, huh?
Would you believe that I could get stuck in a telephone booth?
Stuck? I'm surprised you could get in one. Tell me, who are you phoning?
Oh, just a business call.
Well, how come you're stuck?
It's those operators. They don't know one word of French.
We know who you found.
The operators don't speak one word of French. Do you, Jack?
I speak French fluently. Listen.
Yeah.
S'il vous plaît, come to my house. I will treat you nicely. We...
Renard, you say Steve played and a lot of English words and finish with we? What's the idea?
I just want to show you I ain't forgot how to talk English.
Get out of here.
Jack, you certainly have gone French.
You bet. French toast, French dressing, Parisian potatoes.
Yeah, why don't you get yourself some Paris green, huh? Yes, Jack, Paris green.
Would that make Fifi let me take her out and buy her flowers?
No, Jack, then we'd be taking you out and buying you flowers.
Ah, you boob, you don't even know that Paris green's a poison.
I know French better than
you. Oh, yeah? If you were in Paris, Jack, would you know what to do with an hors d'oeuvre?
Say, if I got the right size, I bet I would look very good in it.
Yeah, get out of here. This is the last straw, our cowboy, Pinky Tomlin. Boy! Why, you're dressed like a French Apache. Well, Pinky, what have you got to say for yourself?
Voulez-vous casse curse très bien, monsieur.
Yep. Pinky, do you know what you're talking about?
No, sir, but ain't it grand?
Fifi's got you too, huh?
Oh, only in a small way. I took her dancing last night at the Vogue.
Yeah, she must have had some time doing the old-fashioned shottish with you, huh?
Old-fashioned nothing. I introduced her to the new dance, the Oklahoma Strangle.
What kind of a dance is that?
Every 20 steps, you throw your gal 10 feet up in the air and you catch her coming down.
Mm. Sounds cute. How long does the dance last?
Just till you miss her.
Pinky, tell me, is that a present you got in that box you're carrying around?
No, sir, it's a coat. You know, it gets kind of cool these evenings.
Well, let's see the coat, will you?
Oh, no, now don't.
Oh, come on. Look, it's a mink coat. Is that for you?
Pinky, is that for you?
Yep, I figured if I didn't look good in it, I might just give it to somebody.
You're going in for a little French dressing, eh? That's pretty expensive. How can you afford it, Pinky?
Mr. Kenner, you got me wrong about Miss Fifi. I only buy her knickknacks.
Only knickknacks?
Pinky, you sweet boy. You should not have sent me the Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce, just a knickknack. Get out of here, you. You sweet boy. Why don't you give her the Hollywood Bowl for a swimming pool, a Rolls Royce?
But, Pinky, who will teach me to drive my car?
You don't have to learn.
That's right. Here in Los Angeles, the streets are full of beginners.
That's right. All you got to know is one signal, Miss Fifi. Stick out your hand. Here, that means anything.
That's right. It does.
That means I will have to take one hand off the wheel when I drive.
Fifi, that's nothing. Most guys drive with one hand on the wheel and the other around some girl's waist.
But then how do they signal?
They just stick their tongue out of the window.
Oh, Monsieur Cantor, you are so funny.
Yeah.
All you boys make me to laugh. I am crazy about all of you.
Me too.
Ah, oui. You know, Pinky, Sunday night I dream about you. I dream you kiss me. What a night.
Oh, you're dreaming of Pinky, huh?
Monday night, I dream you kiss me, Renard. What a night.
So?
But last night, Monsieur Cantor, I dream you kiss me.
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
The nightmare of Texaco Town.
You are not too terrible angry with me, perhaps, maybe, huh?
Miss Fifi, why do you always get your words mixed up?
Oh, I do not speak too good. Monsieur Cantor, I will teach you French if you will teach me your language.
Sure, I'll teach you English.
Oh, no. I mean your own language.
Yeah. Look, you don't have to know my language till you get to play New York. And then Portuguese is so easy to learn.
Oh, you are so clever. But why you are not in the moving picture?
Why I am not in the moving picture? How do you like that? Why I am not in the moving picture?
Why, Fifi, don't you know he is on the screen and he's enjoyed by young and old alike all over the world?
Sure.
Don't you recognize him?
Oh, yes. He is Mickey the Mouse.
Yep. Yeah. When we want a love, we love. When we want a kiss, we kiss. With a little patting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just wending our way along. When we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life. When you get to feeling low, just turn on the radio. Be a dial twister and mister, you'll find fun in life. If you're sick of taking bumps, if you're feeling in the dump, simply flip the dial and smile.
at some comic jokes. Maybe it will be Jack Benny, Alan or Fibber McGee. Of course I won't kick if you happen to pick on me. There's a million laughs and quips waiting at your fingertips. Be a tuner-inner, a grinner, and you'll find that your mind will clear up and cheer up, and you'll get some fun out of life.
Not halfway, not three-quarters of the way, but completely around your car. That's how Texaco dealers service your car for greater safety and enjoyment when you drive. They call this new service Circle Service, a systematic Texaco checkup, yours without cost or obligation. Circle Service is double quick. From the moment you stop at the Texaco pump, trained, capable hands go into action, cleaning the windshield, the rear window, stoplight, and headlight lenses. Alert, experienced eyes note the inflation of your tires. This is done to make your driving safer. And then, to help eliminate unnecessary delays, needless expense, and inconvenience on the road, the radiator and oil are carefully checked. This new Texaco Circle Service matches high-quality Fire Chief gasoline. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Jimmy,
listen. What's the matter? Your wife just came into the studio, and I don't know what's up.
My wife, maybe she found out about the perfume.
Eddie, we've got to hang together.
What do you mean, hang together? Maybe Ida hasn't found out about the watch. Go away. Jimmy.
Yes?
Here comes Betty Jane, Mrs. Wallington. Here she is.
Eddie, you've just got to help me. Jimmy's gone completely French.
No.
Yes, he's dismissed the baby's nurse and got a French governess. He's made me hire a French chef. And he insists on eating frog's legs 3 times a day.
Frog's legs 3 times a day? Why, he'll croak. I'm telling Betty. But Betty, tell me, what... What do you... Oh, now I know what you want to laugh at. But Betty, what do you want me to do?
Oh, you know, get rid of that French girl, Fifi. That siren.
Now, stop. Stop with the sound of siren. Go away with that stuff, will you? Betty, I can't get rid of my leading lady, Fifi, because you don't like her.
But it isn't just me, Eddie. Jack Renard's wife is complaining, too.
Don't tell me that he's eating frog's legs.
Oh, worse. Jack wakes up every morning and covers himself from head to foot with French cologne.
With French cologne? I didn't think there was that much cologne in the world. And tell me, his wife complains about that?
Oh, yes. The house smells so much like a barbershop that men keep coming in for a haircut and a shave.
Look, Betty, I can't get rid of Fifi. I'd rather do without Jimmy and Renard.
Oh, but Eddie, you need Jack Renard. He's your musical star.
Yeah.
And you need Jimmy Wallington. He's your speaking star.
Yeah, but for regular eating, we only need one star.
One star? You mean Fifi?
No, the Texaco star.
Oh, now, look, Eddie, please. Look, Jimmy's been with you for years. He loves you like a brother.
Yes.
And so does Renard. You must discharge Fifi.
You have appealed to a lifelong friendship. All right. I will. I'll dismiss Fifi.
Oh, fine. But before you get rid of her, just let me pull her hair once. I'd like to tell
Well, here's your chance. Oh, Fifi. Fifi, oh. This is Mrs. Jimmy Wallington.
Oh, Madame Wallington, you look so chic.
Fifi, I'm sorry to tell you.
I have never seen anyone look so stunning in clothes.
Well, thank you.
Fifi, I have to tell you.
Madame Wallington, do you know my hat would fit your dress perfectly? Please try it on.
Oh, but I couldn't.
Oh, please, for Fifi.
Well, all right, I will. There.
Oh, what a perfect match. You look just like a little French doll.
Oh, do you really think so? It's so sweet of you to say it.
Fifi, I hate to tell you.
Quiet, but... Eddie. Let her talk.
Yes, Miss Fifi? With your appearance, Madame Wellington, the men in France would be crazy for you.
Oh, you're just a darling for saying that.
Now, wait a minute. Just a moment. Fifi, you're through. You're no longer connected with PU Pictures. You're fired.
Eddie Cantor, you brute. How dare you dismiss this poor, defenseless child?
But, Betty, you're...
Quiet. Fifi, you have a contract. You sue him for everything he's worth. I'll get you a lawyer.
But, Betty, didn't you...
When I see men like you, Eddie Cantor, I'm sorry I'm an American. Take that.
Hello, the enfant de la patrie.
Eddie, I'm awfully sorry you had to take the rap for me.
Jimmy, why does your wife have to come to the studio?
She has a perfect right.
Yeah, and a darn good left, too. Oh, boy, boy.
Well, you better prepare for some more trouble. A government representative is here looking for you.
He's here, too?
Yes. Don't forget, the government has got $1 million invested in your picture company.
Yeah.
You haven't even started a picture. What are you going to do about it?
I'll pretend I'm a Republican. Then I know I'll never hear from them. Come in. Come in.
Here he is.
Why, how do you do, Mr. Brown?
Listen here, Mr. Cantor. When are you going to produce your first PU picture?
Just as soon as we get the story. I have an English author working on one. He's coming across from England on a cattle boat.
A cattle boat?
Yeah, he knows we're starring Wallington and Renard in the PU pictures, and he wanted to get some atmosphere.
I see. Well, just remember that you promised that Wallington and Renard's pictures will do things.
They will. They'll make theaters do away with double features. People will sit through a Wallington and Renard PU picture twice because they'd never believe what they saw the first time.
Well, you expect great results with your stars.
Yeah, with Renard and... With Renard and Wallington... All right, I can make one mistake a night, for heaven's sake. With Renard and Wallington, I promise you some real P.U. pictures, and I do mean P.U.
Pardon me, Eddie, but there's an author outside to see you. He talks like an Englishman.
Yeah.
I can hardly understand him.
Renard, that's my author. Send him in quickly. He's getting $100 a minute from the time he left England.
$100 a minute? Gee, he could eat lamb chops at every meal.
Oh, come in. Come in, Sir Cedric Cunningham. Pig and Whistle, my dear man. How are you?
How are you?
How are you, old thing? At $100 a minute. How do you like that?
I think I'll say without fear of contradiction that perhaps I may have the story for your P.U. picture.
You think that perhaps you may have the story for a picture? Look, did you start to write the story when you got here?
No. When I was on the boat, I wrote for days on end.
Yeah, it must have been awfully uncomfortable, huh? Tell me, are you laughing?
I'm practically in hysterics.
Remember, Sir Cedric Cunningham, Pig and Whistle, I'm paying you $100 a minute. Do you always talk as slowly as this?
No. Today, I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Sir Pig and Whistle, will you explain your story to me for the first picture?
Righto.
Go ahead.
Boy meets girl.
Yeah.
Boy loses girl.
Yeah.
Boy gets girl.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
At my age, I've got to commit murder. Yeah, Listen, you're a fine author.
None better than Sir Cedric Cunningham, Pig and Whistle.
Look, as long as I'm paying $100 a minute, do you mind if I just call you Piggy?
No.
Now, go on with your story about the boy and the girl, will you?
The boy meets the girl in England.
Yeah.
At her father's estate. Twickenham on the poof.
Twickenham on the poof? Look, next time you say that, aim it out there, will you? You couldn't make it corn fritters on the pan, could you? Come in.
Hey, are you Eddie Cantor?
Yes, but I'm awfully busy now. A very expensive conference we're having here.
Yeah, well, look, listen. Across the street from my house, you know, there's a Texaco station, and it ain't got your picture in front of it like all the other ones have.
Well, I'll try to do something about that. You see, Sir Piggy, this man is one of my loyal fans. He wants to look out of his window and see my picture.
No, you got it. I want my wife to see it.
Yeah.
You see, she thinks I'm the homeliest guy in the world, and I want her to get a good look at the puss you got.
Sir Piggy, I'm afraid there'll be too many interruptions here. Please go to my office next door and put your boy meets girl on paper. By the way, have you a title for it?
Oh, yes. I'm calling it Souls at Sea.
Souls at Sea. Look, with Renard and Wallington as the stars, we'll change it to Heels Adrift. Get out of here, will you, please?
Eddie,
what?
Eddie, you'll never believe it.
What, Jimmy, what?
My wife phoned to tell me that she bought an entire new outfit for Fifi.
She bought an entire...
Yeah.
What a world.
Fifi will sprinkle the perfume she got from you on the dress she got from your wife.
Oh, what success a girl can have with a French accent.
See, I know a girl without any accent who has done fairly well.
Yeah?
Deanna Durbin.
So glad that you're well again. We really are.
Jimmy!
Yes, Eddie? Yes, what
Jimmy,
you like?
Find out how that author is coming along with the story,
will you? Oh, Eddie, I've got a story.
Please, nobody's interested in your story.
But this is about Fire Chief Gasoline.
Oh, that's the sweetest story ever told. You'll love this, kids.
Weather experts have divided the United States into 24 different areas according to climate and temperature. Fire Chief Gasoline is the one gasoline that is scientifically refined to match each of these weather areas. When you buy Fire Chief, you can be sure it was made to match the weather in that area where you buy it. Weather-matched Fire Chief saves you as high as 30% on gasoline on short trips. Fire Chief Gasoline and Texaco Circle Service are available only at Texaco stations from coast to coast. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Mr. Cantor, I've been watching that author working on the story, and what he's writing doesn't make sense.
No! Don't you see, Mr. Government Man? He's going to give us the worst story for the two worst actors, and that's the whole idea of PU Pictures. That will give us the great prosperity, I promise you.
But how?
Listen, the ushers in the theaters can't stand to look at Bernard and Wallington's PU Pictures. They walk out. Thousands and thousands of ushers quit. Millions of people are groping in the dark for seats. Fellas sit on girls' laps. Girls sit on fellas' laps. They become acquainted. What happens? Love blossoms. What follows? Marriage. Millions of boys and girls getting married. Millions of rented full-dress suits. Wholesale honeymoons. Niagara Falls, Grand Canyon, Honolulu. They come home, build houses. What kind of houses? Wood, brick, stucco, steel. Carpenters go to work. Bricklayers go to work. Factories are turning out furniture. Truck drivers are bringing it from warehouses. Frigidaires, kitchen utensils. Housewives cooking, washing, baking, answering doorbells. Who's at the door? The fuller brush man. You see what I mean? Now, Salesmen are selling. People are buying. Everybody's working. Everybody. Even the pickets go back to work. The CIO, the AFL working side by side again. There's harmony. Happy days are here. Election day comes around.
And what happens?
What happens? Everybody's contented. Nobody's against anyone. The people vote twice. Once Republican and once Democrat. Two presidents are sent to the White House.
Two presidents?
Yeah, there's work enough for two. Picture it. Two presidents and two first ladies of the land. Why, they don't even have to leave the White House for a game of bridge. It's one big family. Congress and the cabinet sit around and act as kibitzers. They forget to spend Uncle Sam's money. Meanwhile, taxes still keep coming in. The budget is balanced. Balanced? It's overbalanced. The government has so much money now that it starts paying taxes to the people. Everybody is rich. And why? Why? All on account of Wallington and Renard's P.U. Pictures.
Well, Mr. Cantor, I think you've got something.
Yeah, I think I've got some everything but a leading lady.
Fifi is back.
Fifi, you must have known I would take you back.
I knew it was only a matter of time.
Time?
Oui, I remember the watch you gave me.
Fifi, go into your soul.
What has become of Inky Dinky Palais-vous? What has become of Inky Dinky Palais-vous? They came to France from over the sea. They lived in the trenches but loved in Paris.
Inky Dinky Palais-vous.
Mademoiselle is pleased to see Palais-vous. That I will be starred in the big movie Palais-vous. The boys will buy tickets in every region. How can you miss with the American Legion?
Inky Dinky Palais-vous.
Mademoiselle from Armentiers, parlez-vous.
Her government owes us dough for years, parlez-vous.
They owe us a couple of billion yet, but if we can keep beefy, we'll cancel the debt.
Inky-dinky, parlez-vous.
Mademoiselle from Gay Paris, parlez-vous. Oh, what a sap she's made of me.
Renard, you too?
She rolls her eyes, and when she flirts, you could even make me give up desserts.
Inky-dinky, parlez-vous.
I was a cowboy on the range, parlez-vous.
But Fifi has certainly brought a change over you.
My love for potatoes could not be deeper. I like Fifi too, but potatoes are cheaper.
Inky-dinky, parlez-vous.
Mademoiselle from Gay Paris, parlez-vous. She plays all the love scenes opposite me, oh, woo-woo. And my father-in-law had the nerve before to say I should run a gents' furnishing store.
Inky-dinky, parlez-vous.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Good night.
The part of Mrs. Wallington was played tonight by Paula Winslow. Tune in again next Wednesday for another Texaco Town broadcast starring His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. This is James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California, and leaving you with this thought. Your local Red Cross needs your support. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Nine PM, BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.